The ratio is stunning. 1 in 3 children suffer from stunting. But activists say most of the public remains unaware of the problem. It's often caused by malnutrition, which impairs the growth and the mental development of a child. It appears in the first few months after birth, but its impact can last a lifetime. A small sun-parched locality of about 800,000 inhabitants in northern Cameroon called Pitoa is full of affected families. In mid-2013, a group of mothers and their babies were gathered under a tree outside a two-room health post for the weekly nutritional consultation. Most of the children were diagnosed as malnourished, stunted, and requiring therapeutic meals. In almost every part of the country, similar diagnoses are being made. Cameroon has more than 40% of all the malnourished children in Central Africa. The north is the worst hit, with the prevalence of malnutrition ranging from 35 to 45%. Stunting affects around 33% of all children nationwide. Children afflicted by stunting are not likely to develop their full potential and are likely to die early. It is estimated that almost 40% of them won't make it to the age of 5. Inez Lezama, a nutritionist at the UNICEF office in Yaoundé, says it is a severe but underlooked problem in Cameroon.
Most people know that the northern regions of Cameroon, there are children who are suffering from acute malnutrition or wasting, because they can see pictures and they can see the problems of the crisis, food crisis consequences. But no one is aware of the real situation, that the number of stunted children is 1,000,000 to 2,000.
The high prevalence of the disease is believed to be the result of poor eating habits, food shortages, and inadequate policies to address the problem. International relief organizations, NGOs, and community movements have been trying to remedy the situation for many years. UNICEF runs a program that uses community volunteers to diagnose malnourished children and send them to the health post like the one in Pitoa, where they are treated with free therapeutic meals. Specialized units to manage malnutrition have also been opened in a few big hospitals in the north of the country. However, intervention does not appear robust enough to deal with the problem. Campaigners say the programs are underfunded, independent, and lack strong political commitment. Lezama says even though Cameroonian authorities have sufficient information and the capacity to deal with it, they have not yet made malnutrition a top priority.
Nutrition is in the health sector a priority, but not in other sectors. And we need to work together with all the sectors, with education, with social protection, with social affairs, with women ministries, with water and sanitation, just to fight malnutrition in Cameroon.
To attack stronger government support and educate politicians on the broader impacts of the problem, malnutrition is now being discussed as a development issue and not simply a public health concern. Fighting malnutrition has benefits beyond giving children a healthy future. It is an economic investment with big long-term returns. Lezama says such an investment makes sense in a country that wants to boost development.
We know that we can invest on nutrition. We can invest $1 and we will have $30 in return, because we will have more productive people and we'll have health generations that can just raise the potential intellectually and also produce as much as they can. When you have a child that is born in a situation with no water, no sanitation, no health, no food, probably the child has no chance to life, but also he cannot go to school and perform as well as the others. He cannot go to the university and he cannot produce as the others because maybe he has anemia or something like that.
But until significant investment is made, the situation is not likely to change. One study quoted by UNICEF showed that between 2006 and 2011, the number of malnourished and stunted children actually went up in Cameroon. For VOA Africa, I am Eugene Fongwa in Yaoundé, Cameroon.